learning to live in love. Jesus told us when he summed up his whole ministry with his disciples, here's what I want you to do. Here's the new command. Go love others like you've been loved. Be loved by God right where you are in life as it's already unfolded for you. Learn to live loved there. Know his presence, know his passion, know his desire to work right in the very circumstances you're already in. And then as you sense his love for you in places like that, you'll want to love others in the same way. What does love free me to do? How does knowing I'm loved by God free me to care about others and to help others and to be in a situation not just focused on my comfort, but very aware that there's more than me in the room and how can I be a blessing to them? And the second question is, what does love lead me to do? If I'm in a situation, I'm not sure what I should do. If I truly knew I was loved, what would that lead me to do in response to other people? Living in his love means I'm loved, so I don't have to do things for other people to prove myself to them or to God. But as I'm loved, now turn and love other people in a way that invites them into something greater. Love is caring for them where they are, not pressing them to where we want them to be. When I make time for the needs of others, when I'm aware of what's going on around me, not only do I see them more clearly, I see Jesus more clearly. I see the way he's making inroads in my life, what he's speaking and saying to me, and how he's inviting me to know him. Learn to live a life of love. The more you know you're loved, the more well-loved you are, the more you'll love well in the world.